morning and welcome to this week's Up and Running. Coming up on this morning's show, we are going to talk to John Byrne, and he is the CEO of a very interesting company that's based in Galway called Hygeia. We're also going to talk to Mark Hughes, who has a new company, and he is the CEO and founder of gradguide.com.
Up and Running with Claire Ronan on Ocean FM.
And this morning, I'm delighted to be joined by Mark Hughes and another very different business. Mark is the CEO of Grad Guide, a company he formed himself. Mark, thank you very much indeed for joining us on this morning's show. Now, tell me, where did you get the idea for Grad Guide?
Thanks for having me. So Grad Guide was essentially born out of my own frustration. I was somebody who studied a business degree back in 2017. I knew I wanted to work in the tech sector, work in a startup, but no idea how to get in there. And it was a case that I was kind of pressured into maybe the bigger corporate companies that I didn't want to go into. And by leaning on someone a few years ahead of me on the career ladder who gave me mentorship, it helped me land my first job in a company called Intercom, in an entry-level sales position there, a job that I didn't think was available to graduates at the time. So when I kind of got settled in there, it was something that I was very passionate about. It was something, a pain point that my girlfriend experienced the year below me, my sister 2 years below me again, of how to kind of transition from college into a technology company. So set out, kind of built a simple website that connected grads with mentors a few years ahead of them on the career ladder to help them make this transition. So the business has kind of grown from strength to strength since then, and was able to take the business full time in last April in 2021, when we received a $2 million investment. So we've kind of grown the team across Dublin and London since then. And basically what we're setting out to do is to bridge the employment gap between college and technology companies.
Well, that is something that is absolutely badly needed, because, you know, you've just finished your degree and probably your thesis as well, and it's exhausting. And then where do you even start looking for a new role? So, Mark, somebody who, say, just finished a degree in and looking for a role in the technology sector, what they contact you and what happens then?
Yeah, basically, so one misconception is that the tech sector is just for kind of computer science and data engineering, etc. But there is lots of client-facing roles, be it sales, support, marketing, customer success, as well as engineering and those kind of technical roles. So it can put people off, but definitely just sign up to the website, gradguide.com. And the process really is that you'll build out your profile on our app. You'll then can take our e-learning courses, which are kind of free on-demand courses to help you upskill yourself with the fundamentals of landing a job, improving your CV, cover letter, mock interview scenarios. You can then match with a mentor in a career path you want to follow, or maybe a company that you're aspiring to get into. You can work with them for a set period of time. They'll show you the ropes, essentially. And then you can pair with our employers that are on the platform as well. So we're kind of looking to reverse engineer how I was looking for a job anyway back in 2017, when it's kind of spraying CVs and praying you get interviews. Mm. This way it's more of a kind of warm introduction to that company, and you're kind of pre-trained, pre-vetted, pre-onboarded, essentially.
You know, I often thought, Mark, that what you are providing, the service you're providing, should probably be provided as part of a degree. That coming towards the end of fourth year or third year, that you have a service like yours coming into the university and showing people how to get a job.
Yeah, absolutely. So we very much look like ourselves as a kind of an extension of the university. I think with the rate of change nowadays, especially in the tech sphere, it's very difficult for universities to keep up with this rate of change. So we're looking to partner with them very closely. We have kind of 35 university partners across Ireland, the UK and Germany, where we give them their kind of own version of the app themselves that they can push out to the student body. But we very look like we want to work as close with the universities as we can. So it's a case of if you have worked with your careers department, if you do want to go into the big four accountancy firms, the middle grounds are open to you. But if you are someone like I was who want to go into the tech sector, sign up to Grad Guide here through ucd.gradguide.com at our own Grad Guide link and create your profile there. So it's something that we're looking to kind of build these strong relationships with the universities as we grow.
Okay, so you are taking people, they have finished their degree and they have qualified. Is that when is a good time to contact you?
It really is kind of from third year onwards, so students and graduates, because we do offer lots of career events So we have virtual career fairs, virtual open days, where these students can actually learn about the companies maybe a year in advance and actually earmark the companies they want to work for. We do offer free internships as well. Like, we don't charge companies to post internships on the platform at all. So there is the ability to kind of get internships as well as full-time roles. So students kind of in third, fourth year, and then recent graduates is kind of our sweet spot.
Fantastic. Gosh, that's really a great service. So if you have just finished your degree, or even if you're in third year or second year of college and want to start planning your career, how do they get in touch with you?
Yeah, so you can sign up on the website. It's all free. It will be free for students and grads. That's gradguide.com. We're also on all the social media platforms. If you want to see me making a fool out of myself on TikTok, you can check that out. But yeah, Instagram, TikTok, our website, you can find out more details there.
Okay, so there is a very interesting business and very, very helpful for anyone who has just qualified and is interested in going into the technology centre, and that is gradguide.com. Mark Hughes, founder and CEO, thank you very much indeed for joining us on this morning's Up and Running.
Up and Running with Claire Ronan on Ocean FM.
And this morning, I'm delighted to be joined by John Byrne. John is the CEO of a company called Hygeia. Now, it's a company that many of you will recognise the products, based in Galway, employing 30 people. And it started in 1939 by Dr. Danny Cole. Good morning, John, and thank you very much indeed for joining us on this morning's Up and Running.
Good morning. Delighted to be on the show.
Okay, well, you've got really fantastic products and a great company, sustainable. It's ticking all the right boxes. Tell me about how the business started originally, John.
The business started in 1939 by a chap called Dr. Donny Coyle. He was a dairyman. He had moved to Galway. And at the time, World War II had broken out. And there was a significant amount of focus on Ireland and security of the food chain. And Donny Coyle had set out to go and create a number of products that would protect cereal seeds from fungus attack and attack by other microbes. Really, from there and from those days, the business had started.
Of course, you've been the recipient of many awards, but I think what's going to really interest our listeners is this: your Nature Safe products.
Yes, and I think when you look at our business, well, the business is constantly evolving, and we've very much moved from the days when Dr. Donny Coyle had created products to go and manage fungus attacks on cereal seeds, all the way now to quite a large range of products under our NatureSafe brand, which are all organic-based, 100% organic-based. They're all plant material. They're all wildlife-safe, child and pet-safe. And being wildlife-safe, that also includes pollinators such as your bees and butterflies, and that's very important to us. And we've seen the business evolve and grow in that area, as we see that has been very important for where we are today as a business, the challenges we're all facing with climate change. And as a business, we have responsibilities to the environment, to the way we as a company impact that environment, but also to go and help our gardeners and everyone who use our products. It gives them the choice to go and use sustainable organic products as well.
Is it much more expensive to make your products because they're organic than it would be if they weren't?
Well, no, and that's the great thing about the range, is because we source a huge amount of the materials for our products in Ireland. So we have quite a substantial number of the products have seaweed that we source off Connemara. It's all sustainably hand harvested, and we use a special technique called cold press technology to go and extract the seaweed from the plants. But the fact that they are hand harvested means that the seaweed plants grow again within 3 years of being harvested. And this compares to when plants are machine harvested, it takes up and over 7 years. So I think the practices that we have employed and the materials that we source and we create the products with, there's quite a number of very core principles that they must all meet, and certainly sustainability is one of the overriding principles in that. But that doesn't, and we're conscious of costs, and we're conscious of the prices on the market, because we don't believe that anyone should have to pay more to make the right choice.
Now, John, one thing that I found very interesting when I was reading up about your company is you are one of the only companies in this business that are actually manufacturing the products in Ireland.
Yeah, and it's a very interesting piece as well, because as when we look across the shelves, and when your listeners will go into various garden centres or DIY stores, there's actually a huge amount of the options available, whether as simple as tomato foods or plant materials, and that they're actually being imported, especially in the feed areas. And we're actually the last of the manufacturers in that space, based in Ireland. Our products are Irish made. We make them here, just outside Oramore in Galway, and we're very proud of that fact. It's very important to us.
Very important, but also, you know, using products that are manufactured in Ireland is also better for the land, really, isn't it?
Well, certainly from a carbon footprint point of view, that indeed we have to go and bring various materials in, but because we're located where we are here in Galway, I mean, a lot of our suppliers, whether they're bottles or whether they're cardboard, whether it's packaging, whether it's labels, we get our labels from a company in Limerick, that we're actually helping to go and help other businesses and support other businesses, and as the customers buy our products then, and they're actually feeding and supporting that business and network as well, which is creating employment. And I mean, all the wages and salaries paid here out of Hygieia is all spent in the local area around Galway. So it's extremely important in that fact.
Yes, absolutely. Interestingly, I was looking at some of the products you do have, and of course I've seen some of them. I was just interested in the Nature Safe product that are kind to animals. This is something you hear more and more about, of how we need to look after the bees and the other insects, and whether they're good or bad, but that they are kept alive in the garden. So your products don't damage them.
No, and our products are all about, under Nature Safe range, it's all about growth and protection. And when we talk about growth, I mean, if you look at the range of products that are there, there's plant feeds, there's tomato feeds, there's lawn feeds, in liquids and in granular form. And they're about helping the plants to grow and about driving that growth. But then we're conscious as well of the other products that we have. We have a lawn aid product and a plant pest defense, which actually doesn't harm the pests, but creates an environment in the lawn and on the plants, whether they're roses or shrubs or flowers, that pests such as spider mite or green fly will not live in, because we've changed the habitat and the environment around the plant, using seaweed and another product called chitin, which is actually part of all crustacean shells, so such as your oyster or your mussel shells. So that's a new innovation. It's a new way of approaching and managing pests. And then you mentioned our slogan snail product. Again, that's another step forward in innovation. If we remember, a lot of the older slug products would have been metaldehyde. It would have been extremely dangerous for birds or even hedgehogs who may have eaten the slugs after they would have eaten this metaldehyde, and you would have secondary poisoning. With our slug and snail, it's very simply crushed oyster shell. And what we have there is a product that the slug or snail will not pass over simply because it's too sharp for them. But it actually will also fertilize the ground because oyster shell has calcium, magnesium and nitrogen in it, which is brilliant for plants, whether they're vegetables or shrubs or flowers to go and grow. So it's an absolute very natural, excellent plant for and extremely functional.
I just want to remind the listeners, I'm joined this morning by John Byrne. He is the CEO of Hygia. And you may have seen, a lot of the listeners will have seen, the Nature Safe range in the various different gardening shops around the Northwest. John, have you found that people are really making an effort to be sustainable and are really aware of what they're putting back into the soil now?
I think people are certainly becoming more aware. I think the media headlines in respect of the climate change and the call for action, I think that's actually beginning to go and resonate more with people. Mm. I think the fact that we see even through the schools and a lot of folks in national schools and secondary schools, these conversations come up and they're being brought home and they're being discussed at home. And I do believe that as consumers, when we now approach the category, whether they're feeds, whether it's for the lawn or whether it's for your plants or tomatoes, whether it's in that respect, we spoke about the slug and snail product, where it's actually it's a defense mechanism as opposed to all the products which poison slug and snails. It's a different approach and it's a different way of getting fantastic results in the garden, but without all the danger. So mm-hmm. we've taken away the dangers. Everything we have in that respect is child and pet safe. So really, who'd want to put anything in the garden that their kids can't go out and play in for a number of hours after? So we have to take that same approach with the wildlife, because the garden space is for everyone to enjoy. But wildlife also has to live and be there as well.
Absolutely. The future for your business, John?
Well, we've have been operational in Ireland since 1939. We have a presence in the UK, and we've seen good traction in respect of what we spoke about there on our Nature Safe products. But we also have other brands as well in our portfolio, where we have our Moscow brand and we have Goulding tomato feeds and plant care products as well, and Long Gold would be another brand. So we've quite a number of brands that serve different needs, and we certainly see ourselves growing in Ireland. Ireland is certainly a growth market, and establishing ourselves in the UK as well over the next number of years.
And probably increasing your staff numbers while you do that.
Yes, and we have, we certainly have done that over the past 4 to 5 years as well. And because as we invest in R&D and we invest in research, and with research comes regulation as well, and we've invested in that area, but we've also invested in salespeople to go and get our message out there. We've invested in marketing and in the office as well. We've invested in people to go and keep everything moving forward as well. So yeah, certainly growth brings growth, and growth brings employment, and that's what we want to do with our business here.
Okay, well, there is a very good business going from strength to strength, and I suspect the next time I talk to you, John, you'll probably have a lot more employees and hopefully a lot more customers. Thank you very much indeed for joining us on this morning's Up and Running.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
And if you are interested in any of those products, it's www.hygia, OceanFM.ie.
Up and running with Claire Ronan on Ocean FM.
That's it for this week's Up and Running. Thanks to all my guests this morning, and most importantly, thanks to you for listening. Niall Delaney is up next with the best of this week's Northwest Today. If you would like to listen back to any of this show, you can go to oceanfm.ie, click podcast, or you can also find it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Ocean FM Ireland. Until next week, thanks for listening.